ധബളാവഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. Narada continues with the qualities, mentioning the qualities of a seeker. So in the previous sutra that we discussed, the 14th sutra, Narada ended by telling Nistraigunyo bhavati yogakshemam tyajati. So now he explains the same thing. Trigunyam or Nistraigunyam means beyond the trigunas. So the same concept is being explained a little different, and with respect to action, with respect to karma. So how would, though Narada has said that a person like yo vivikta sthanam sevate yo loka bandham unmulayati, they are also related to karma, but in this sutra Narada directly gets into karma. So karma, Vedanta doesn't say to get away from any action or get rid of action. It's not action that is causing problem, but it is the attitude behind the action that causes problem. It's not the action in itself that poses an obstacle or becomes an obstruction to the spiritual progress of a seeker, but it is a attitude. So that is what Narada says. It's almost the same thing as Ishwar Arpitam Na Ichchaya Kritam. The same concept is being explained. So Yaha Karma Phalam Tyajati Karmani Sanyasyati Sanyasyati Tato Nirdvando Bhavati. So three things, three sadhana that Narada gave, or three, not sadhana, I'm sorry, three qualities that Narada gives here. So first is yaha karma phalam tyajati. So one who renounces the craving for phala or fruit. So action, each and every action that a person does, we crave for something or the other. So there is some or the other craving. Of course Vedanta accepts one craving, which is moksha, craving for moksha, but it cannot be considered a craving because it is that craving to get rid of all other craving. So moksha is the desire to become desireless. Ramana Maharshi used to say that Ishvara is, what is Ishvara? How can I become Ishvara? Ishvara is desirelessness. Unfortunately, my English is not good. So desireless state, that is Ishvara, state of Ishvara. A person who is desireless is Ishvara. Such a person is one with Ishvara. So that desireless state, in order to seek that desireless state, a person needs desire. But that desire is not desire because it gets rid of all other desires. So it cannot be called a desire as such. So it's like those appetizers we eat when we go to any restaurant. Appetizers cannot be considered as some food, though they are food. But what is their duty? Their duty is to make us feel more hungry. So they cannot, though they are food, food is supposed to appease our hunger. Here, it does the exact opposite. So similarly, the desire for moksha, the desire of moksha, desire for moksha, so, and thereby seeking moksha and getting moksha, a person gets rid of all other desires. So yaha karma phalam tyajati. So generally actions are done with some fruit, but here for a bhakta, what is moksha for a bhakta? Moksha sadhana, Ishvara chinta, Ishvara smarana. In Ishvara smarana, can there be any desire? No. Or can there be any desire in Ishvara smarana? I am thinking that everything is Ishvara, then where is desire? So once a seeker, initially a seeker needs to have desire for moksha, but once the seeker knows as to what is moksha, then and he starts following the sadhana, he starts implementing the sadhana for moksha, then where is desire? There is no desire, there is no craving at all. So such a person, he is not attached to karma phala. So karma phalam tyajati. So one aspect of karma is karma phala tyagam, not craving for any fruit. Na ichchaya kritam, na ichchaya. Ichchaya means ichcha, I need something. That is not there. So that's the first aspect. Of course, the second aspect is Ishvara Arpitam. Ishvara Arpanam. Why Arpanam? Because if Arpanam is not there, then there will be the sense of ego that I am doing, which is called Kartrutvam. Kartrutva Bhavam. Kartrutvam means Karta is there. Karta means I am the doer. Doership is called Kartrutvam. So Karta is not there. I am not the doer. That's where Ramakrishna Paramahamsa always used to say, Naham, Naham, Tvam, Tvam. I am not there. You are only there. I am not doing anything. You are doing. You. I am just an instrument in your hands. Pandari ninde kaile pavagal matram sakala kala devate saraswati devi varamarulu enni vide നിന്റെ ദാസരിൽ പണ്ഡിതരല്ല ഞങ്ങൾ പാമരരാണല്ലോ പണ്ഡരി നിന്റെ കയ്യിലെ പാവകൾ മാത്രം. സോ പണ്ഡരി നിന്റെ കയ്യിലെ പാവകൾ മാത്രം. ഓ ഓ ദേവി, യു ആർ ദ വൺ കൺട്രോളിങ് ദിസ് ബോഡി, കൺട്രോളിങ് ദിസ് എൻറ്റയർ യൂണിവേഴ്സ്. ഐ എം ജസ്റ്റ് എൻ ഇൻസ്ട്രുമെന്റ്, ഐ എം ജസ്റ്റ് എ പാവ, ഐ എം ജസ്റ്റ് എ ഡോൾ ഇൻ യുവർ ഹാൻഡ്. Even as a doll is controlled by the person holding the doll, the child holding the doll, similarly, I am controlled by you. So that attitude is what is mentioned as the second quality here by Narada as karma ani sanyasyati, one who renounces actions. So here we have to remember, renouncing action means Vedanta is not against renouncing any action. Tasma sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara യുദ്ധ്യച്ഛ തസ്മാത് യുദ്ധ്യസ്വ ഭാരത ഭാരത. ഓ ഭാരത, ഓ അർജുന, യുദ്ധു യുദ്ധം തസ്മാത് സർവേഷു കാലേഷു മാം അനുസ്മര. ദെയർഫോർ അറ്റ് ഓൾ ടൈംസ് റിമെമ്പർ മീ, റിമെമ്പറിംഗ് മീ ഡു യുദ്ധ യുദ്ധ്യച്ഛ യുദ്ധം. So yudhyacha, there Shankara, while commenting on it, he says, yuddham cha swadharmam kuru. Yuddham means swadharmam. We don't have to start fighting. We don't have to take a gun and start shooting Ramalingam, Raju or Madoff or any such people. We don't have to do that. We just have to do our dharma, whatever is required of us, whatever comes to us as the duty, we have to just do it. Along with that, remembering that remembrance of Ishvara is essential. So karmani sanyasyati mean renouncing action. Direct meaning is renouncing action. Here it's not renouncing action. It is renouncing the doership. Renouncing the doer by offering everything to Ishvara. So this is where Ishavasi Upanishad, one of the oldest Upanishad, it says in the beginning itself, Ishavasim idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bunjitaha. Tena tyaktena bunjitaha through tyagam, enjoy. So enjoy through tyagam. That means enjoy, but remembering that, okay, I am not doing it. I am not the doer. There is only Ishvara here. So everything is Ishvara. So if we have that attitude that everything is Ishvara, then in that state, like a person who is remembering that everything is Ishvara, there is no karma at all. Things just happen. It's like activities that a person does in sleep. It's like activities that a person does while portraying a role in a play, in a drama or in a movie. So it will be something of that sort. There will be no attachment whatsoever. But here, in order to like just remembering everything is Ishvara might be a little bit tough. So with respect to the world, don't have sense of ego. Do everything as an offering to Ishvara. Of course, that is the truth. That is truth. So that is how everything happens. Everything is controlled by Ishvara in us. Let go of the Ishvara in us. Can the ego stay? The ego will die. The ego will have no existence at all. Can objects exist? No. If I am unconscious, if consciousness, the Ishvara in us, Prajnanam Brahma, the Ishvara in us, who is consciousness in nature, if that chit, that conscious principle is not there, then nothing is there. Nothing will really exist. So, karmani sannyasyati. Renounce actions means renounce the ego by offering everything to Ishvara. Yadyat karma karomi tattad akhilam shambho tava aradhanam. Whatever I am doing, O Shambhu, it is your aradhana. Aradhana means arpanam. Kayena vacha manaseendriyerva buddhyatmana va prakrute svabhavat karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samarpayami. Whatever actions I do by kaya, vang, mana, any other means, whatever are there, I offer everything to Narayana. And that is what Krishna also says in the 5th chapter as Brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tyaktva karoti yaha lipyate nasapapena padma patramiva ambasa. A person who does actions as an offering to Ishvara, actions done as an offering to Ishvara and not getting attached to it. So offering means ego is not there. So again Krishna emphasizes not getting attached means some people will just say, oh, I am offering, oh, I have left everything to Amma. Oh, Amma, Amma will take care. And then when something goes wrong, blame somebody else. When something goes good, oh, I did it. I think I want that. Oh, I want that. Well, everything is controlled by Amma, but still I want it. What's the difference? What's the deal, big deal here? Vedanta says that externally everything is fine. So I want it. But Amma is doing. So some people or people can have such an attitude, like where they may think that they are really offering everything to Amma and saying Amma, Amma's will, but still they have the sense of ego. They are attached to karma, either the action itself, which means doership, or the fruit, craving for the fruit. So in order to avoid that, Krishna says not getting attached to the action. So offering to Ishvara, actions done as, when a person does actions as an offering to Ishvara and doesn't crave for the fruit thereof, then such a person lipyate nasa papena, he is not tainted, he by papam, he doesn't suffer at all because he has offered everything to Ishvara, he has gone beyond everything. So since he has gone beyond everything, so sins and sorrow can't taint him. Even as water doesn't wet the lotus leaf. So lotus leaf is in water. So the lotus leaf, lotus is in water. That's why lotus is something which is born out of ambujam, is one of the words for lotus. Ambu janyam. One that which is born, or that which is born out of water or in water. Therefore, and such lotus leaf is in water, but it's not wet at all. So similarly, actions will go on, but still a person will not get attached. So what would happen if a person does renounce karma phalam and then renounces attachment or association with karma as well? Tato nirdvandho bhavati. Such a person goes beyond dvandho bhavam. So when actions are there, that's when we get happiness or sorrow. We get sukham and dukkham. Sukha dukkham comes when we are attached or affected by either karma or the fruit of karma. Oh, what about relationships? Relationships are karma. What we do, what we create, and as a result of what we say, the relationship goes bad. So it comes back. It is a fruit of an action. So karma or karma phala. That is how a person can get into dvandva bhavam. And here, since such a bhakta, a true bhakta, is not doesn't crave for fruit and is not attached to karma, it not attached the least to karma, therefore such a person goes beyond dvandva bhavam, goes beyond dual notions. So nirdvandvam or dvandva bhavam, when dvandva bhavam vanishes, so dvandva bhavam means sukha dukkham, getting into sukha dukkham through raga dvesham or bheda chinta. So Krishna beautifully describes the state of a person or what would happen to a person who becomes nirdvandvam. In the second chapter is raga dvesha viyuktaistu vishayan indriyaihi charan आत्मवश्येर विधेय आत्मा प्रसादम अधिगच्छति. सो राग द्वेष वियुक्तैस्तु विषयान् इन्द्रियैः चरन्. सो ए पर्सन हु एंजॉयज, हु हैज सेंसुअल प्लेजर्स, हु सेंस ऑर्गन्स, सीक सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स बट विदाउट एनी राग द्वेषम. सो ऑल एक्टिविटीज हैपन विदाउट राग द्वेषम. पर्सन हु डजंट हैव राग द्वेषम एट ऑल, ओ इज इट रियली पॉसिबल टू be in the world without raga dvesham? Definitely. We can look at Balakrishna Nair or avataras like Amma. It is definitely possible. So how do if we still don't believe, then what about undercover agents? The agents like Bond, James Bond or Bond. All those people, like, how do they are kind of living a false life. So living a false life, that is possible. They're not attached to what they are doing. They're just doing it because they have to do it. So even as actors portray various roles, so it's like a drama. In drama, if it is possible, it is also possible in real life with little bit effort. So how is it possible? Karma phalatyagam karma sannyasam. When a person has renounced everything and doesn't crave for action, then he has achieved or he has got karma sannyasam. So what does, again, what does Krishna say about it? Nyayasya nitya sannyasi yona dveshti na shochati nirdvandvo hi mahabaho sukham bhandat pramuchyate. While speaking about sannyasam, karma sannyasam, in the fifth chapter of Gita, Krishna says that know him to be a nitya sannyasi, eternal renunciate, who doesn't get anger or sad, and nirdvandva bhavam. Such a person is beyond dvandva bhavam. So that it is definitely possible through karma sannyasam. So nirdvandva bhavam, when a person has doesn't have raga dvesham, then prasadam adigachati. Such a person gets prasadam. It's not Tirupati laddu or I'll give you a prasadam, I'll give you a varam. You can stay with me for an entire day. If Amma gives us such a varam, only a fool will accept it. Because before being with Amma, before that one day spending with Amma, we'll try to think about what should I do. So a lot of worry as to how I should be, what all should I do. Amma can know my thoughts, so how should I behave? And then while staying with Amma, what will happen? So to be very careful as to what we are telling, and amidst Amma's busy schedule, we may not be able to catch up with Amma. And after that, we'll again think, oh, I had a great time, but now it's gone. So that is, only a fool will fall for all those. A real seeker will ask, will settle for nothing but moksha. So when there is some negotiation, or when a person goes to buy an apartment or a house, what do we generally do? We try to negotiate and we try to get the best deal possible. That's why people go to various malls, shopping malls, and then go around for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And of course, now you can just search in net. Internet also, people keep on searching like 2 days, 3 days. Oh, you said like 1 week back you were going to buy that. You haven't bought it yet. No, I didn't get proper deal. So people go on searching for deals, the best deal. They want the best deal. Similarly, a seeker will not settle for anything less than the best deal from Ishvara, which is moksha. Nothing less. Anything else, like once a person gets the taste of moksha, intellectually understands as to what is moksha, then he cannot go behind worldly pleasures. His mind will not dwell on worldly pleasures. Of course, that is only for true seekers. If a person is not a true seeker, then he will again fall down. So that will happen. So prasadam, ட்ரூ பிரசாதம், ட்ரூ பிளஸிங். வாட் இஸ் தட்? பிரசாதே சர்வதுக்கானாம் ஹானி அஸ்ய உபஜாயதே. திஸ் பிரசாதம் கெட்ஸ் ரிட் ஆஃப் துக்கம் கம்ப்ளீட்லி, கம்ப்ளீட் எராடிகேஷன் ஆஃப் சாரோ. ஸோ இட்ஸ் சம்திங் லைக் விச் வி கேன் இமேஜின் இன் அவர் மைண்ட். ஓ, வாட் வுட் பி த ஸ்டேட் வென் தெர் இஸ் நோ சாரோ அட் ஆல்? ஓ, கேன் சாரோ கம் லேட்டர்? நோ, this is a state like where sorrow completely vanishes. Yad gatvana nivartante taddhama paramam mama yasmin gata na nivartanti bhuyah. So this is a state like once you attain, you cannot come back. A person cannot come back at all. So that means once a person gets this sorrowless blissful state, then there is no return whatsoever. So that means that is the prasadam that a person will get by going beyond dvandva bhavam. When a person goes beyond dvandva bhavam, then person will be ever blissful. If that is not the case, what will happen? Then we will get attached, we will be affected by, we will have dvandva bhavam, which means we will have raga dvesham, which means we will seek fruits, and depending on what the action or outcome of action, we will get attached. We will get happy or sad. So such people are controlled by sense objects. Isn't that true? It is very much true. A person who doesn't go beyond raga dvesham, he is controlled by sense objects. So that's why Shankara terms such people like a cow. When a person is standing in front of the cow or a little ahead of the cow with a stick, the cow knows, so it will not even come that way, it will run away. The same person, if he stands with grass in his hand, the cow will wag its tail and come. So similarly, keep somebody in front of us, oh, I hate that person. So bring in that person, immediately we will get angry. Oh, he sings awful, he doesn't sing as well at all. So bring in that person immediately, our peace of mind will vanish. The same time, bring in Amrita Swarupa Ananda, still, I like it, but still I am jealous of Amrita Swarupa Ananda singing. The same time, another person can also, like Amrita Swarupa Ananda becomes a cause of problem. What? Why? Because each time I see Amrita Swarupa Ananda, I think like, how blessed he is to be with Amma. So blessed. I'm sad I can't get that. Amma patted him. I can't get that. So even in spirituality, even with respect to Amma, people get Gayatri and Soumya, the two Swaminis of Amma. They both used to fight earlier, but with respect to Ishvara, if it is directed towards Amrita Swarupananda, then there is no gati. But if it is directed towards Amma, Ishvara will take care. When Kamsa and many other people, they had anger towards Krishna, Krishna changed it. Krishna gave them moksha. It doesn't matter how we get continuous or ajyadharaya srotasasamam, that kind of bhakti where continuous, steady and one pointed, one flow of Ishvara, whether it is with respect to considering Ishvara as our enemy or not, it doesn't matter. What about Ishvara's nature? Ishvara's nature also doesn't really matter. If we know Ishvara is powerful, that is enough. Kamsa knew that Krishna was powerful. That's why he became very Shakuni. Better than even Pandava, Shakuni was one person who knew Krishna's real nature, Krishna's real strength. When Duryodhana and Yudhishthira go to meet Krishna before the Mahabharata Yuddham to ask his help, Duryodhana returns back with Krishna's army, whereas Arjuna gets Krishna as his charioteer. So at that time, Shakuni immediately scolds Duryodhana, saying that, what you have done, like you are a fool. Krishna is the biggest danger, you should have asked for him, not for his army. Of course, Duryodhana didn't have a chance. But then again, Shakuni said, okay, I will take care of it. I will try to overcome it. But still, Shakuni knew the nature of Ishvara. So that is, even though we may, or even if we want to get angry, still that is also fine. until or un like it's fine as long as it is directed towards Ishvara. So objects, bring in objects, our mind, the peace of the mind immediately vanishes. So that's why many people say, oh, when I go to the temple, when I go to a cave and sit there, I get a lot of peace. But when I come back, everything is same. Many people say to Paramartha often says, oh Swamiji, when I am listening to your discourse, it's everything is so good. But the moment I go home and I see my daughter-in-law, that's it, everything is gone. Sas Bahu or whatever it is. Immediately everything is gone. Vedanta? No, Vedanta. Vedanta doesn't come. Vedanta doesn't come to my mind. So that's how, like, generally people are, worldly people are controlled by objects, controlled by ragadvesham, dvandvabhavam. So they are puppets in the hand of sense organs, sorry, sense objects. So a wise person will want to go beyond. Kaschid dhirah pratyagatmanam aikshat avritta chakshuh amrutatvam ichchen. Some dhirah, kaschid dhirah, a wise person will seek moksha, will say, okay, I'm not going to be controlled by these sense objects. I'm going to go beyond and get moksha, get anandam. Ete bhalan mrityave prapayanti. So in Sanat Sujatiyam, which is one of the work that has been commented by Shankara, so there shloka comes where Sanat Sujata speaks about kama krodham. Sanat Sujata speaks about how vishayas, when a person goes behind vishayas, behind bhogam, so behind, like letting the sense organs go behind sense objects, then again and again it gets continued. Abhidhya vai pratamam hanti chenam. So first, when a person contemplates on sense objects, then first the Ishvara is forgotten or the Atman is veiled. So abhidhya vai pratamam hanti. Ishvara is killed, the Atman is veiled, chainam. And then what happens? Kama krodau grihya chayenam tu paschad. And after that, the more a person contemplates on an object, the object starts to control the person. The object leads a person into kama krodham. So ete bhalan, these are bhalas, children. Even as children, immediately children become this. Children get immediately start crying, and then the mother will come and pat it. Immediately everything is fine, and like everything will be fine. Child will be walking with the mother, it will see a beautiful toy and then again crying. Then the mother will say, oh, I'll get you a better one, and then again fine. Another 2 minutes, again the same thing. So like bhala, yete balan mrityave prapayanti. These are childlike people who attain mrityu, so who attain death. Death means again punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. But dhiras tu dhairyena. But instead of like these bhalas, there are other sect of people called dhira. So dhiras tu dhairyena. So taranti mrityam. So dhira, wise people, they dhairyena, with courage, they go beyond maranam. They say, okay, these sense objects, sense organs, manas, ego, ahankaram, all those, wait. You can't fool me. You can't fool me. I'm not a child. I know that everything is Ishvara. I know that you are just an illusion. I'll offer everything to Ishvara. I'll remember that everything is Ishvara. Sarvam Brahmamayam. And when that happens, then there is no ragam and dvesham. And even if a person has to externally display ragam or dvesham, such a dhira, such a courageous man will be able to do it in the best possible way, and at the same time internally laugh at it, saying, oh, I am such a good actor. So we can do that. Like Balakrishna Nair often speaks about Kathakali players and all. So if we look, go and watch Kathakali, we will see that like the expressions are huge. Ravana He quotes a person who was well known for Ravana Vesham in Kerala. We can consider it something like Tom Hanks. So when Tom Hanks comes in and portrays a particular role, he gets into the role and he totally merges onto the role. But all the while he's portraying the role to perfection, he's smiling internally, saying, "Oh, I know this doesn't exist." He's ever blissful. So that is a state a person has to seek for. So wise people will try to go beyond dhundva bhavam, rather, because if a person has dhundva bhavam, then he is controlled by objects, he is a slave to objects, he is a child. Whereas a wise person will not want to get deluded. A wise person will not want to be a puppet in the hands of sense objects. Thereby, by offering actions onto Ishvara, by offering the fruit of action, offering the doer of action, doing everything as a Brahma Yajnam, everything is Brahman, everything is Ishvara, Sarvam Ishvaramayam. With that attitude, such a person will go beyond Dvandva Bhavam and get the prasadam of Purna Dukkha Vimochanam, complete cessation, complete eradication of sorrow. May Amma bless us so that we may be able to achieve that prasadam in this very birth itself. Namaskar.